When you're looking for an opportunity to have a gospel conversation, the Lord will give you a sensitivity to recognize the opportune moment. There's another story in here. I was on a plane with a fellow. We were coming from somewhere to somewhere. And we were coming back into Charlotte, I think, from Philadelphia or something like this. And this guy, he was sound asleep when I showed up. And when I came in there, I thought, well, he's resting well. I'm going to reclaim enough of my seat to be able to get in here and strap in so that I won't be in trouble with the lady when she comes by. And then I'm not going to wake him up. And I didn't. And he just snored away the whole flight. Clearly was exhausted. So we're coming into Charlotte, and all of a sudden she gets on the PA system, and she says, "We're approaching now, and you know, time to collect all of your things and let's get ready." You know what they do. And so the guy starts to stir, and I start to stir, and I thought, I've only got a few minutes left. How am I going to talk to this guy? So I said, "Well, let's just get started. You coming home or you headed out?" And he says, "Oh, I'm coming home." I said, "You out on business?" He said, "No, I've been to my dad's funeral." And I said, "Oh, that's hard. That's a tough one. Were you close?" "Oh, not so much in recent years." You know, when you show some concern for a person and you sympathize with their pain, they usually appreciate that. "Not so much in recent years." So we talked about his dad for a little while. And then he said to me, "He left me something." And I'm not making this up, folks. This actually happened. He reaches inside his shirt. He's got this heavy gold or silver chain. And hanging on that heavy silver chain is a heavy hand-carved silver medallion. And he holds it up and he shows it to me. And I'm looking at it. And it's got three figures carved, one big, two small. The two small ones look like children dressed in some ancient garb, robes. And the tall one is wearing a robe. And he's holding this stick. We might call it a staff. And he's holding it up, and wrapped around that staff is a snake. And he said to me, "I think it's in the Bible." And I said to him, "Would you like to hear the story?" And yes, he would. And so I took him to John 3. "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." I took him to John 3:16, which is in that very paragraph. Gave him the gospel in just a couple of verses. Made contact with the man. Met a need in his life. Had a conversation with him that included the gospel of Jesus Christ. From a passage of scripture that he was wearing unknowingly around his neck. Now you know what we call that? We call that the opportune moment. We call that a God-given opportunity to bring Jesus into that conversation.